Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters. We are continuing exploring, discussing the significant topic of reaching the people groups that don't have churches among them. So the topic is the challenge of reaching the unreached people groups. And I can start by saying there are exciting, wonderful news. And there are bad news. The great news is we are living in a very exciting time today. Why? Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. Let me prove it to you. In 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. Christianity is spreading. God is using his church and pastors and Christian organizations and Christian leaders. In the past few decades in China, Christians grew from 1 million to 100 million, over 100 million. Nepal, 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom with a few persecuted Christians. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians. Churches have been started within each of its more than 100 distinct unreached people groups. Exciting news. God is using his church, pastors in America, many parts of the world, and Christian leaders. Now, the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them, Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. Now, very important fact, our goal must be to establish a church in the midst of every people group. Why? Because the gospel easily spread, but does not easily jump. The gospel, Christianity, often spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between peoples. Especially if there are barriers created by hate or prejudice. Extending the gospel, please pay attention, extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Intentional, intelligent, wise cross-cultural mission work. Of course, inspired and guided by the Holy Spirit, of course. Okay, so our focus should not be using all the resources God gave us to establish thousands and tens of thousands of new churches in America. Why that should not be our focus? Because in America, there are already tens of thousands of good, wonderful churches. There are already thousands of pastors and Christian leaders who teach the Word of God powerfully. There are already satellite TV, Christian Americans for the American people. There are already thousands of Christian radio stations. There are so much for the American people. But there is not so much happening among unreached people groups. Who are these people groups? Are those that there is no indigenous community of Christians among them able to evangelize the rest of the people group. they don't have viable churches among them. Okay, let me start sharing some information that relates to this topic. Of course, it is difficult to reach the unreached people groups. Of course, there are so many obstacles. One of them, Google Maps won't get you to most of these people groups. In Nepal, for example, many villages are difficult to reach because of the nation's limited infrastructure. The unreached Bedouin tribes in the Middle East settled far from large urban centers. Of course, there is a lack of knowledge among the pastors and Christian leaders in America about these groups. Yeah, there are difficulties. And one of the reasons is the fear of failures. The gospel is still moving forward, and exciting things are beginning to happen in spite of our fear of failures. You know, Satan always tried to put fear of failures within all of us. Satan always tried to remind us of the turmoil of the Middle East, the political turmoil, the wars, you know, the persecution, you know, so many negative things happening. However, but despite all of this, the gospel is still moving forward and the exciting things are beginning to happen. So we need to walk by faith because mission is still an act of faith and obedience. So we are not going to wait for perfect circumstances. Now, I need to also to mention to you that we can reach many unreached people groups, unreached people that exist by thinking and praying about God using us. So, for example, the turmoil in the Middle East is driving many unreached communities into parts of Europe and America, where they can be exposed to the gospel. God is working, but we need to pay attention to answer their questions. You know, I always say, I said that before 9/11, the presence of Muslims in America is one of the greatest challenges and the opportunity God is giving us Christians today. Because if we can bridge the distance that exists between us and Muslims in America, and we can help just 5% of them enjoy God's love and salvation, they can return home and plant the churches in their native communities. You see? But we need to help Muslims in America first, and we need to teach them not only about Jesus, but also about how to share Jesus effectively with other Muslims, how to answer Muslim questions, how to present Jesus in the most understandable way to Muslims. Okay, so remember, we are discussing this topic, reaching the unreached people groups. So I am just raising some issues to help us examine, discuss, explore how that can happen. Well, I can mention also to you unreached people groups in America, such as refugees. Okay, well, the cities that has the largest refugee communities include Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Dallas. So actually, if you contact us, our ministry, we can give you more guidance. How can you reach more refugee effectively? And there are, of course, other organizations that specialize in refugee ministry. Well, another opportunity is the mosques. Do you know that mosques open their doors for people to observe? And the Hindu temples, they have good attitude toward welcoming people from different culture, different ethnicities, and different religion. And actually, I can share with you one of the testimonies. Recently, I spoke at one of the Calvary Chapel churches in Indianapolis, Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. And I taught at their International Bible College. And me and a group of Christians from the church, and actually also their senior pastor, Pastor Jordan McAfee, a wonderful senior pastor. We went, all of us, to one of the biggest mosques actually in America, you know, definitely the largest in Indianapolis. And we had a meeting for better understanding and better relationship. And the leaders of the mosque and their disciples thought they are going to convince us to become Muslims. But God answered our prayers, and we were filled with the Holy Spirit, and we helped them to understand God's love and salvation through Jesus Christ alone. And actually, we gave each one of them my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And we stayed at the mosque till everybody left to make sure that as many people as possible received our book, and we shared our testimonies. Actually, one of the leaders asked me, who wrote this book? Do you know who wrote this book? I told them, I wrote this book. Because I love Muslims, and I want them to enjoy God's love and salvation. And it was awesome experience. Actually, in the past month, I went to mosques so many times. I love going to mosques because God provides divine appointment. Anyway, enough about me, but you can reach Muslims inside their mosques. You can reach Muslims through ethnic restaurants. And I do that all the time. I enjoy Middle East food, and I take my book, I go eat, and I put my book on the table. Actually, when I enjoyed eating with Muslims in the past few days in different mosques. Not only that, in the mosque that I and the group from Horizon Christian Fellowship, when we went to the mosque, we ate delicious Middle Eastern food. So we were satisfied physically and spiritually. So you never know what rewards God will have for you. Many Hindu temples, I never went to any, but I hear that they have very good Asian foods. Okay, so again, the presence of Muslims in America is one of the greatest challenges and opportunities that God is giving you and me and our fellowships today. That's why when I see a pastor, I tell him I would love to come and share at your church to motivate your church to love her neighbors, love her enemies, and to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Actually, most of the pastors think this is not relevant to their churches, but you need maybe to help your pastor realize that God wants us to unite in reaching the unreached people groups, especially Muslims in America, for example. Why? Because God wants missionaries like me, pastors, and actually also business people to finish the unfinished task. We must learn from God to be united. Jesus' prayer, John 17, we can get together and pray and learn, do training on effective cross-cultural evangelism and sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. By faith, we can take actions by faith, labor by faith, invest by faith, and the Holy Spirit will use our lives to change the lives of so many people among unreached people groups in America and overseas. Jesus said, I will build my church. We should work together. Satan makes every effort to divide us, to make us feel that we don't really need each other. We just have to do whatever we want to do alone. Actually, God wants us to work together for the sake of the kingdom of God, not only for our own ministry and comfort. And we don't need to think about how can we overcome every obstacle or every problem. We don't need to solve every problem before we take the first step. You know, I remember when I was working as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt, and God told me, I don't want you to do this. You know, actually, most of my clients were drug dealers and criminals. All of them were guilty. So I was lying, hiding the truth, making the guilty innocent. And God told me, I want you to get out of Egypt and learn from Hebrew 11 about Moses, walk by faith, go to America, and let me guide you and use your life. You know, when I heard God's voice from Hebrew 11, that Moses by faith left Egypt, I was crying, God, you know, you want me to leave my family, my career, my property. And God said, leave by faith. And God reminded me of walking by faith. And God guided me. God is so personal. Take God seriously. Take His word seriously. And start thinking and praying, how can God use you to help people that never heard the gospel, never heard answers to their questions, help Muslims? Now, challenges and problems exist. Obstacles exist. Yes. And who cares? We don't need to solve all of them. Remember, Moses would never have led the children of Israel out of Egypt if he had to solve the problem of the Red Sea first. We must step out in faith to reach these unreached people groups, and God will use us. God will use us. Why? Because we want to do something according to His eternal plans. Okay? God will use you and me every time we want to do something according to His will. So many people in the world don't know Christ. Not because they don't want to know Jesus, but because they never heard about Him. Share that with your Christian team, ministry team at the church. And share with them that we know that God is not willing that any person should perish. We know that from 2 Peter. If the church won't step out of its comfort zone, I mean comfort zone, doing ministry only among Americans, these people will die without Christ. Or God will use somebody else. Maybe He will use angels. However, God's plan A, we must go. Let us give these unreached people groups what God gave us. Simply, Jesus. We live in a complex world, yes. But we must live strategically, depending on the Holy Spirit. Also using our mind and our resources to invest our lives according to God's guidance. And definitely God wants us to reach the people groups that don't have answers to their questions and don't have churches among them. And our time is coming to close. Here is the bottom line. The unreached people groups are without Christ. No one told them about the greatest love story ever told, God's love for them. and the greatest person ever loved. This is a reality that we can't accept or ignore. There are a huge number of people that never received the gospel in a way they can understand. The good news is God is with us. And when we make efforts, we discover that the gospel is not bound by political power. The gospel cannot be stopped by war or cultural differences, or no obstacle can stop us from sharing the gospel, the good news that transforms a huge number of people. Satan can't stop the gospel. No obstacle is unconquerable or insurmountable. The exciting news is we are living now in the generation that will finish the task of sharing Jesus with all people groups. And we are making progress. Please join me in finishing this unfinished task and encourage your ministry staff and your pastor to join us. To be continued, next program.
I have a co-worker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are out of time for today. We'll continue this topic next time. But I want to mention, I would love to speak at your fellowship to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively, including with Muslims, so your fellowship can be used to expand God's kingdom. You can reach me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.